ABC News is sponsored by Wilson Doran Construction. Discover the benefits of post-frame construction in delivering a building that meets every one of your needs. Contact them today to make the or to take the first step towards making your building project an experience you'll never forget. You are listening to WRCO 100.9 FM in Richland Center. The time is 5 o'clock.
ABC News, I'm Michelle Franzen. Americans could soon see some relief on those high interest rate credit cards, auto loans, and mortgages. The Fed board issuing another interest rate cut, this time a quarter of a point drop, citing positive economic data. Thousands have been forced from their homes in Southern California with the mountain fire raging out of control. It's already destroyed more than 80 homes. Ventura County Fire Department's PIO Andy Vanskiver says Santa Ana winds are fueling those flames.
This is a challenging fire, and it's wind-driven fire, and so we are still at zero containment as we're still focusing on life safety and structure defense.
President-elect Trump huddling with his team at his Florida estate, carving out his second term and who will serve in his administration. A federal judge in New York today warned Rudy Giuliani he could be held in contempt of court if he fails to turn over property by next week, part of the $148 million he owes for defamation of two Georgia poll workers in the 2020 election. This is ABC News. In Germany, the federal prosecutor's office says it's arrested an American citizen on accusations of spying for China. The office says the suspect was taken into custody in Frankfurt and his home is being searched.
Reports say earlier this year, the man allegedly contacted Chinese government agencies and offered to transmit sensitive information from the U.S. military to a Chinese intelligence service. And German authorities have alleged that he obtained the information through his work with the U.S. military.
ABC's Marcus Moore. Until recently, the suspect worked for the U.S. military in Germany. Millions of students in Pakistan switching to online learning after education officials in one of the country's largest provinces shut down schools because of dangerous smog. Doctors in Lahore say record high air pollution is sending more people to hospitals and to clinics. Authorities warning residents that the city could soon be in complete lockdown. Michelle Franzen, ABC News.
For top-notch wick buildings, garage door installation, service, and removal, turn to Wilson Door and Construction in Richland Center. With two decades of experience, we guarantee quality work and exceptional service. Trust us to handle all your construction needs with expertise and professionalism. Call us today at 608-604-3623 to benefit from our 20 years of dedicated service.
WRCO 100.9 FM. Richland Center.
WRCO News is sponsored by Meister Log and Lumber, buying logs and lumber throughout Wisconsin since 1936, and by Walsh's Ace. Whatever you do, Walsh's Ace has you covered. Look for clear and cooled conditions this evening with a low of 34, abundant sun and warmer tomorrow with a high of 59, and a few clouds tomorrow night with a low of 35. Currently in Richland Center, it is clear. Our winds are out of the east-northeast at 4 miles per hour, and our current temperature is 49 degrees.
Hello, everyone. Brian from Walsh's. On Saturday, November 9th, from 4 p.m. to 6 p.m., we will be having the 21st Annual Ladies' Night at our Richland Center store only. 10 to 25% off on many items throughout the store. There will be food, games, prizes, and fun, and the first 100 customers receive a gift bag. So watch for ads, listen to the radio, and check us out on Facebook for this great night of fun at our Richland Center store only. Thanks for stopping in, and as always, we appreciate your business.
Good evening. For WRCO News, I'm Joanne Krulatz. The Vernon County Sheriff's Office is currently investigating a domestic abuse-related incident. Sheriff Roy Torgerson reports that Tuesday morning around 9:30, the Sheriff's Office 911 Dispatch Center was notified that Nikhil Jermaine Bettis, age 44, was at a residence in rural Westby in violation of a $1,500 cash bond that was signed on October 29th following a hearing in Vernon County Circuit Court. The Sheriff's Office, as well as officers from the Viroqua and Westby police departments responded to the scene in the town of Viroqua. No one believed to be involved was located at the scene. At approximately 10 a.m., a vehicle believed to be involved was located in the village of Coon Valley by an officer from the Coon Valley Police Department. Deputies and officers spoke with the victim, who reported that Bettis exited the car near the intersection of Anderson and Babcock Streets and was last seen on foot prior to the law enforcement contact. The sheriff's office has established probable cause to arrest and are actively searching for Nikhil Bettis. Bettis is an African-American male, standing 6'1", weighing 224 pounds, with partially balding black hair and brown eyes. If you know his whereabouts, please contact the Vernon County Sheriff's Office at 608-637-2123 or your local law enforcement. An arrest warrant and formal charges of felony bail jumping, battery, and disorderly conduct, all domestic abuse related, will be sought through the Vernon County District Attorney's Office. Again, if you see Nikhil Bettis, call 608-637-2123. Wisconsin Democratic U.S. Senator Tammy Baldwin pledged to work with President-elect Donald Trump when possible in her victory speech, but also vowed to fight him to protect the national health care law and abortion rights. Baldwin narrowly won re-election to a third term over Republican businessman Eric Hovde, who was endorsed by Trump. Hovde has yet to concede in a race where the margin is so close he could seek a recount. Baldwin said she recognized that Trump won Wisconsin and she would work with him when she can. Less than 24 hours after Donald Trump was elected the 47th president of the United States, social media users began pushing two conflicting narratives of election fraud. In a narrative being pushed by Trump supporters, the vote total in 2020, which is much higher than 2016 and 2024, is used to suggest the votes must have been manufactured when Biden won. Harris supporters question how her numbers can be so much lower, but both narratives are unfounded. Votes are still being counted in the 2024 election, so the total is not known, and claims of election fraud in 2020 have been investigated repeatedly and knocked down. Misinformation spread quickly after Milwaukee election officials had to retabulate around 34,000 ballots due to a snafu with some of their voting machines. Civic Media's Brittany Merlo reports.
According to Ann Jacobs, the chair of the Wisconsin Elections Commission, the doors of the tabulator machines were not locked and sealed on election morning, and they should have been. And there is no reason to believe that the ballots were tampered with or counted fraudulently. The retabulation was only done out of caution and transparency. Here's Chief Election Official Megan Wolf.
All of that was done by bipartisan pairs of election inspectors and in the public eye, including many, many, many bipartisan election observers from both the major political parties, other political parties, independent observers. There were many people at Central Count that were part of those proceedings.
The delay may help renew calls for a change in the law. Wisconsin is one of a handful of states that doesn't allow clerks to start counting absentee ballots before Election Day.
A Florida style of counting ballots could come to Wisconsin. State Representative Scott Krug chairs the Assembly Committee on Elections. He's pushing for electoral reforms before the next election day and wants to adopt Florida's vote counting model. The legislator said he plans to address issues with central count communities. However, state leaders already failed to push those changes forward. PFAS funding, a big step in trying to get PFAS out of our water. More than $273 million will go toward that effort. Governor Tony Evers, Senator Tammy Baldwin, and the Wisconsin Department of Natural Resources announced that 86 municipalities will get funding through the Safe Drinking Water Loan Program. They'll be able to use this money to fund infrastructure projects like replacing lead service lines and addressing contaminants like PFAS. There are currently more than 167,000 known lead service lines throughout the state. Back in October, President Joe Biden was here in Wisconsin, where he announced the EPA mandate that all lead service lines must be replaced by 2037. The number of Wisconsinites 75 and older is expected to increase by nearly 75% over the next 20 years, according to the study by Forward Analytics. They say by 2030, the state is looking at an additional 33,000 new beds that will be needed just to keep our current ratio of essentially 194 beds for every 1,000 people over the age of 75. Attorney General Josh Call, alongside a bipartisan coalition of 30 state attorney generals, announced Monday a $1.37 billion settlement agreement with Kroger. The settlement addresses the grocery chain's role in the U.S. opioid crisis. Wisconsin is set to receive up to $21.8 million in payments for opioid abatement. This puts Wisconsin at $780 million in total for national prescription opioid settlements. Kroger has also agreed to injunctive relief. This requires its pharmacies to monitor and report suspicious activity related to opioid prescriptions. Rockwell Automation Incorporated today reported fiscal fourth quarter profit of $239.1 million. The Milwaukee-based company says it had net income of $2.09 per share. Earnings adjusted for non-recurring costs came to $2.47 per share. The results surpassed Wall Street expectations. The average estimate of eight analysts surveyed by Zacks Investment Research was for earnings of $2.40 per share. The industrial equipment and software maker posted revenue of $2.04 billion in the period, which fell short of Street forecast. Six analysts surveyed by Zacks expected $2.07 billion. For the year, the company reported profit of $952.5 million, or $8.28 per share. Revenue was reported at $8.26 billion. Rockwell Automation expects full-year earnings in the range of $8.60 to $9.80 per share. Multinational brewer Molson Coors will close the Leinenkugel's brewery in Chippewa Falls. The move will end more than 150 years of brewing in the northwestern Wisconsin city, where Leine's was born. Molson Coors will close the Chippewa Falls brewery and Leinenkugel's 10th Street Brewery in Milwaukee effective January 17th, according to a company statement. Molson Coors Chief Supply Chain Officer Brian Earhart said the closures are part of a plan to consolidate operations at the main Milwaukee brewery. More than 50 workers are expected to lose jobs in Chippewa Falls, although as of Wednesday, Molson Coors had yet to file a layoff notice with the State Department of Workforce Development. In the statement, Earhart said the consolidation plan comes after the company finished a large contract brewing agreement during an ongoing canning investment project at its Milwaukee brewery. Today is Wisconsin Saves Day. The Wisconsin Department of Financial Institutions today announced Governor Tony Evers proclaimed today as Wisconsin Saves Day in Wisconsin. The proclamation is part of a statewide effort promoting automatic saving through the workplace with the Wisconsin Saves program to improve financial well-being. The Wisconsin Saves program is an employee-focused savings initiative, which started as a pilot program in 2020. The program provides Wisconsin employers with resources to encourage their employees to save for emergencies and the future with their paychecks by using the automated savings strategy of split deposit. Participating employers receive free resources and a digital toolkit to educate their employees on the importance of building emergency savings, as well as the ease and benefits of saving automatically through split deposit. The research-based program uses the principles of behavioral economics and social marketing to change behavior. More than 100 employers in Wisconsin, representing approximately 15,000 employees, are already signed up for the Wisconsin Saves program and are actively using the program's resources to educate their employees about split deposit and encourage the use of automated savings strategy today. Employers can sign up for the Wisconsin Saves program on the Wisconsin Saves website or on the DFI's Wisconsin Saves webpage to receive a suite of resources to help them promote split deposit as a way they support their employees in reaching their personal savings goals. All Wisconsin employers are eligible. For more information on the Wisconsin Saves program, contact the DFI Office of Financial Literacy Director. In a significant move ahead of the upcoming Veterans Day holiday, Grant County has announced its participation in Operation Greenlight for Veterans. This initiative, a nationwide effort uniting counties to support military veterans, will see as many county buildings as possible illuminated in green from now through November 11th. The aim is to raise awareness about the unique challenges many veterans face and the resources available at the county, state, and federal levels to assist veterans and their families. Now in its third year, Operation Greenlight is a testament to the power of unity. Spearheaded by National Association of Counties and the National Association of County Veteran Service Officers, it builds upon successful efforts by the New York State Association of Counties and the New York State County Veteran Service Officers Association in 2021. In 2023, over 300 counties participated in Operation Greenlight, demonstrating the collective commitment to supporting veterans. In addition to lighting county buildings, residents, businesses, and other organizations are invited to play a crucial role in this initiative. You can show your support by simply changing one light bulb inside or outside your home to a green bulb. The green light is a symbol of hope and renewal. By lighting it, you are sending a powerful message of support to veterans. Your participation is a symbolic gesture and a tangible way to let veterans know they are seen, appreciated, and supported. Together, we can open up conversations about veterans' needs and the services that support veteran communities. Counties and residents across the country are sharing their participation on social media using the hashtag Operation Greenlight. You are encouraged to join the conversation and share your support for our veterans. Wisconsin's 9-day gun deer season is right around the corner, and there's a few things to know if you're heading out this year. Department of Natural Resource Deer Program Specialist Jeff Pritzel says a mild winter last year bodes well for deer activity this year. Pritzel says the season is the latest it could be under state law, so deer movement during daylight hours is reducing as we get further away from early November. The 9-day gun deer season runs from Saturday, November 23rd to Sunday, December 1st. Today's winner in the Ithaca Football Boosters calendar raffle is Deb Fargin.
Meister Log and Lumber Company would like to remind all landowners with timber property that their trees are a valuable asset. You can rely on Meister Log and Lumber Company to help you manage your property's timber value for now and years to come. They've been buying logs and standing timber in southwest Wisconsin since 1936. Meister's professional forest management staff will help you meet your timber's potential. Give professional timber manager Toby Witkowski a call at Meister Log and Lumber, 608-434-4413.
Today's vinyl statistics are sponsored by Krause Monument. Krause Monument Company designs and produces granite headstones, gravestones, grave markers, monuments, and memorials. Delight B. Totten, 95 of Richland Center, died Saturday. Funeral services will be held Friday at 11 at the Pratt Memorial Chapel in Richland Center, with burial to follow in the Willow Valley Cemetery. Friends may call at the Pratt Memorial Chapel Friday from 10 until the time of service at 11. The Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service is assisting the family with arrangements for Delight B. Totten, 95 of Richland Center.
All About Pets is a service of Strang's. One call does it all.
For more than a century, Strang's has been a trusted name in serving southwest Wisconsin with a steadfast commitment to helping people. At Strang's, their dedicated team takes immense pride in providing top-notch products from industry-leading brands such as Lennox, Water Furnace, NEC, Grundfos, A.O. Smith, and Westinghouse. Quality is their hallmark, and they strive to exceed expectations in every aspect, whether you require heating, cooling, plumbing, electrical, or telecom services, one call to Strang's does it all. Their comprehensive solutions cater to both business and residential needs, ensuring that your comfort and satisfaction are the top priorities. Strang's has always been about people helping people. With a wealth of experience and knowledge, the team is committed to serving the community with the utmost dedication. Strang's, your trusted partner today and always.
The Okooch Mountain Humane Society invites you to attend its Paws for the Holiday celebration at the Richland Center Community Center, Saturday, November 9th from 10 until 2. This year's Paws for the Holidays will feature a sweet walk, a giving tree, kid-friendly activities, a bucket raffle, a silent auction, and much more. Food will be available, and as a special treat, Santa Claus will be making his second appearance at Paws. There's no admission charge, so bring the kiddos and join the fun. You'll be helping support the animals awaiting adoption from OMHS, and you can also share your 2024 Christmas wish with Santa. All About Pets is a service of Strang's, highlighting the importance of pets and responsible pet ownership.
WRCO weather is sponsored by Richland County Bank. Learn more at richlandcountybank.com.
Good evening. I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot for WRCO. Well, I'd have to say today was quite wonderful. It was sunny and comfortable with high temperatures, unseasonably warm, making it to the upper 50s. Now tonight, skies stay clear and temperatures crash cool, bottoming out in the mid-30s. But this does mean that we have a beautiful day in store for tomorrow. We'll be sitting pretty under abundant sunshine and enjoying some warmer temperatures. Yep, we're right back to some unusual warmth for November, as high temperatures flirt with 60 degrees. Soak it up, because the sunshine goes away for the weekend and temperatures don't look to stay this way. I do see some cold air in the future. Okay, let's get back to it. Tomorrow night, a few clouds start to build in, temperatures fall to the mid-30s, and then here we are in the weekend. We'll be waking up Saturday, ready to take it on, and it'll be mostly cloudy. However, highs will hit the mid-50s, and the light rain will start to move in by the afternoon. As it continues on and off throughout the overnight, we'll be waking up Sunday to some spotty showers still lingering. They should wrap up by the afternoon, and highs still hit the mid-50s. In fact, that's the case Monday, Tuesday, and even Wednesday, mid-50s. Spoiled in unseasonable warmth, we do see the sun sneaking back in for Monday. Winds start to whip, too. Becoming partly cloudy for Tuesday, we're still warmer than normal, and then for Wednesday, breezy, with more rain likely. This system looks to be a bit heavier than the one that hits over the weekend, because over the weekend, we're really just looking at a trace to about a tenth of an inch total, when midweek next week, more like a quarter of an inch to a half an inch. And I will tell you, behind that system, the S word, S-N-O-W, does start to sneak into the forecast, especially north, and temperatures look to take a dive. Just giving you a little heads up, so you really absorb the warmth that we're feeling right now. Until then, I hope you enjoy the rest of your evening. I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot for WRCO.
Richland County Bank is a hometown independent bank. What is an independent bank? An independent bank is a locally owned commercial bank that is not affiliated with a multi-bank holding company. Independent banks' funds flow in and out through the community. Being a hometown independent bank makes Richland County Bank the best of both worlds. Not only does Richland County Bank know what's happening in the community, it's involved in what's happening in the community. The officers, directors, and staff all live here. Richland County Bank also understands the role local businesses and farms play in the well-being of the community and has since 1881. If you're looking for a banking partner that's dedicated to the community you call home, choose Richland County Bank, member FDIC, and an equal housing lender. Online at richlandcountybank.com.
Currently in Richland Center, it is clear and 48 degrees after a daytime high of 55 and a morning low of 29. Yesterday's high was 46 and we received a trace of precipitation. Record high set back in 1915 is 76 degrees with a record low of 6 below set back in 1991. Last year's high was 51 with a low of 37. Sunset took place tonight at 4:44, and sunrise tomorrow morning will be at 6:46. Winds are out of the east-southeast at 4 miles per hour. Our barometric reading is 30.25, and we have received no precipitation so far today. Once again, our current temperature is 48 degrees.
WRCO weather is sponsored by Richland County Bank. Learn more at richlandcountybank.com.
WRCO Sports is sponsored this evening by Schwarz Insurance, your Wilson Mutual Insurance Agency, and Lakes Gas Company, serving customers all over America's great Midwest with reliable propane services and great prices since 1959. Phil Nee has more all-conference news.
The SWAL is out with its all-conference football selections. Cuba City went 7-0 during the conference season of the SWAL and 8-1 on the year. They're followed in the standings by Darlington at 6-1, Mineral Point 5-2, Belleville 4-3, Southwestern East Dubuque 3-4, Fenimore 2-5, and Benton Scales Mount Schulzburg 1-6. Cuba City first-teamers include quarterback Tyson Richard and Andy Leffelholz at running back, wide receivers Gavin Vaughn,
Dawson and Henry Cruiser, tight end Evan Muller, and offensive lineman Nate Timmerman. Also in Darlington's court, they have a couple, Ross Crist on the line and running back Callum Crist. Mineral Point has a lineman and Alan James. Mineral Point has a running back, Reed Ackerman, and an offensive lineman, Alan James. First team defense includes from Darlington, Talon Crist and Ross Crist at D end and D tackle, respectively. Also, linemen include Maddox Gable and also Dante Glendenning. From the Cuba City Cubans, Nate Timmerman, Caleb Tranel, Henry Cruiser, and Gavin Vossen all make the first-team defense. Fenimore's Brady Roth is a first-team defender as well. And from Mineral Point, Jacob Phillips. First-team specialists, Brady Roth of Fenimore, Reed Ackerman of Mineral Point, a punter, and Landon Bush, the kicker, from the Cuba City Cubans. Additional awards this year, the Offensive Player of the Year, Tyson Richard of Cuba City. Defensive Player of the Year, Ross Crist, Darlington. The Offensive Lineman of the Year, Nate Timmerman of Cuba City. Darlington's Ross Crist was named Defensive Lineman of the Year. Guy Kopp of Cuba City was named Coach of the Year. And Steve Graber, Assistant Coach of the Year, he is also from the Cuba City Cubans program. For WRCO Sports, I'm Phil Nee.
Since 1959, Lakes Gas has been serving customers all over America's great Midwest with reliable propane services and great prices. From residential to commercial, 20-pound barbecue cylinders to large bulk tanks, Lakes Gas is a dedicated professional supplier of propane. They make propane services simple and customer-friendly with available automatic scheduled propane deliveries and online payment. Plus after-hours assistance and on weekends for urgent deliveries during crisis situations. Let Lakes Gas Company keep your family warm and business running. Call 647-7034.
Dr. Seuss said, sometimes the questions are complicated and the answers are simple. Schwarz Insurance Agency wants you to be sure that your auto, home, farm, life, and health insurance questions are answered, whether those questions are complicated or simple. Call 647-8891 or stop at 152 North Main Street, Richland Center, and visit Schwarz Insurance, your locally staffed agency representing many insurance companies, including Wilson Mutual, to help provide answers to your questions.
The WIAA 2024 State Girls Volleyball Tournament is started today and is being held through Saturday at the Rush Center in Green Bay. In matches that took place earlier today in Division 5 semifinal action, which started at 9 o'clock this morning, Columbus Catholic beat Newman Catholic by three sets to one. Also, it was Eau Claire Emmanuel Lutheran in Game 2, defeating Sheboygan Christian 3-1. So the championship game for between those two teams that won will be held Saturday at 9 a.m. And the winners, of course, was Columbus Catholic, and they'll be taking on Eau Claire Emmanuel Lutheran at 9 a.m. on Saturday. In Division 4 action in Game 1, that started at 11:30 this morning, it was Regis defeating Mineral Point 3-2, and Manitowoc Lutheran over Wabina Leona by 3-0. So on Saturday at 11:30, it will be Regis taking on Manitowoc Lutheran. Games that are going to be taking place later on this evening, or actually one of them is one game is underway right now. In quarterfinal action in Division 1, it's Hamilton taking on Oak Creek, and in Game 2, Menominee Falls taking on Bayport, and then starting at around 7:30 in Game 3 of Division 1 quarterfinal action, it will be Maguanago taking on Hudson, and Divine Savior Holy Angels will be facing Holman. And then tomorrow in Division 3, it'll be Barron taking on Lake Country Lutheran and Aquinas taking on Bondwell. And in Division 2, it will be Luxembourg Casco taking on St. Thomas More, and Catholic Memorial will be facing Shawano. Boys, a soccer tournament action, in fact, WIAA 2024 State Boys Soccer Tournament started today as well, and that was being held in Milwaukee. And earlier today, it was Shoreland Lutheran defeating Aquinas by a score of 1-0, and in the other semifinal game that took place in Division 4 today, Lake Country Lutheran beat Keele 3-1. And Division 3 will be played. Actually, it's going on right now, and that's between St. Augustine Prep and Delavan Darien. And the other Division 3 semifinal game is Sheboygan taking on Shawano. And tomorrow in Division 2, it will be Waukesha West taking on DeForest and Elkhorn taking on Homestead. And in Division 1, it'll be Marquette taking on Green Bay Preble and Brookfield East facing Middleton. And going back to that Division 4 game, that'll be played, the championship game will be played on Saturday, and it'll be Shoreland Lutheran taking on Lake Country Lutheran. The Wisconsin men's basketball program returns to action tonight at home against Montana State. This is the first time the two programs have met, and it is also the season opener for the Cougars. They had a 17-18 record last season, but won the Big Sky tournament in an upset and qualified for the NCAA tournament. Montana State returns two of its top three scorers, senior Brian Garacki and junior Brandon Walker. Tip-off time at the Kohl Center will be at 7 tonight, and you'll be able to hear the broadcast of that game on WRCE 107.7 and AM 1450, with the pregame starting at around 6. WRCO Sports has been sponsored by Lakes Gas Company, taking care of your LP needs, and Schwartz Insurance, providing you the most complete insurance protection with the most competitive rates. For WRCO Sports, I'm Tim Thede.
You're only as old as you feel. Maybe a cliche, but it holds some truth. Exercising can boost your energy, improve your mood, and lower your stress. At Simon's Recreation Complex, they have many older adult members who prove every day that you are never too old to exercise. And don't worry about your budget. Many Medicare supplemental plans include free or discounted memberships through programs like Silver Sneakers, Silver and Fit, and Renew Active. These programs cater to all fitness levels and abilities, offering over 20 water and land exercise classes each week. You'll also have access to the pool, whirlpool, sauna, exercise rooms, racquetball courts, and more. Whether you join a class or work out solo, improving your fitness can lead to a better quality of life. Stop in today to discover why many of the adult members in the community call Simon's Recreation Complex their personal fountain of youth. Call 647-8522 or visit simonsrec.com.
Attention farmers and folks in need of quality supplies. Engine Creek Farm Store has got you covered. Located at 11678 Yuba Drive, Hillsboro, Wisconsin, Engine Creek Farm Store is your local oasis for all things farm and machinery supplies. From essential tools to supplies that keep your farm running smoothly, they've got it all. And guess what? Engine Creek Farm Store goes beyond the farm. You can also pick up some rugged clothes and boots for those hardworking days. Give them a call at 608-528-4001.
Serving the community for over 90 years. Richards Insurance, we insure your peace of mind.
Scavenger hunts. Going from place to place. Hunting. Searching. Scratching your head in frustration. I'm Dylan Lewis with Richards Insurance Agency, and we think that purchasing insurance shouldn't be a scavenger hunt. Get all the hints you need and a free quote. You can find us at richardsinsure.com.
This farm news and market update on WRCO is sponsored in part by McFarland's of Sauk City, taking care of the biggest farm equipment to your home, garden, tractor. McFarland's, where service is a family tradition.
Hogs were mixed Thursday. Soybeans, cattle, and corn finished higher. I'm John Perkins with a Brownfield market update. You better build bigger bins. It's just a suggestion, but regardless, be ready to maximize your per-acre profits with MX Series corn by Stein. Stein has yield. Soybeans were higher on commercial and technical buying. There was also spillover from soybean oil, which was supported by the strength in palm oil. Planting and development weather in South America continue to look generally favorable. January beans were up 22.5 at 1026 and a quarter. March was 22.75 higher at 1037.5. December soybean meal did close a dime higher at 298.50. December soybean oil was up 198 points at 48.32. Corn closed modestly higher. More near-term late harvest delays are likely in parts of the Midwest. Export sales were up solidly on the week, with Mexico taking the top slot and Unknown bought 120,000 tons of U.S. corn ahead of the open. December was 1.25 higher at 427.5, and March was up 1.5 at 440.5. And wheat closed lower. There is more precipitation in the forecast for some hard and soft red winter growing areas here in the states. That should boost the pace of emergence and the USDA's condition rating. December Chicago was 1.75 lower at 571.5. December Kansas City was down 5 at 569. December Minneapolis wheat was 3 lower at 602.5. Live and feeder cattle were higher ahead of this week's direct cash cattle business. Megan Grebner will have more on how that's shaping up in just a moment. December live is 42 higher at 185.82, and February was up 70 at 187.42. January feeders were 30 higher at 244.32. March feeder cattle were up 50 at 242.25. And hogs were mostly higher on spread trade and steady to higher cash during the session. The December lean contract was down 92 at 81.20. Meanwhile, February hogs were up 15 at 85.30. Megan Grebner has that full look at the cash livestock markets coming up after this brief break.
Farming is full of up and downs, but with the right tools, you can navigate any cycle. Join Compeer Financial's GrainVantage webinar on December 4th from 9 to noon. Hear from ag industry pros like me, Rob Sharkey, during this free virtual event. Leave with real-world strategies to help you manage risk and explore opportunities in today's market. Visit compeer.com/GrainVantage to sign up. The GrainVantage webinar, helping you take control of your farm's financial future.
This past spring, thousands of farmers across the Central Corn Belt planted Whiffles hybrids on their farms. There was no public fanfare or social media hoopla, and they certainly didn't become TikTok famous, but they did become Whiffles famous. At Whiffles Hybrids, we celebrate our independent farmers who choose to keep their seed decision local and U.S. farm family owned. We can't promise 15 minutes of fame, but we're working on that extra 15 bushels an acre. Plant your independence with Whiffles Hybrids.
Cash cattle trade activity was pretty quiet again Thursday. Bids did surface at $186 live and $292 stressed. Asking prices held firm at $190 to $192 live in the south, but the north was quiet. Box beef closed sharply lower with very light demand for heavy offerings. Choice down 613 at $309.46. Select closed 346 lower at 279.72. Estimated cattle slaughter was 125,000 head, up 4,000 on the week and up a little more than 1,000 on the year. Cash hogs closed sharply higher with a fairly light negotiated run. Barrows and gilts at the National Daily Direct up 231 with a weighted average of 85.03. The Iowa Minnesota was up 251 with a weighted average of 85.04. The Western Corn Belt closed at $1.87 higher with a weighted average of 84.90. Pork values were sharply lower, down 419 at 97.96. And estimated hog slaughter was 481,000 head, down 5,000 on the week and up about 13,000 on the year. I'm Megan Grebner for Brownfield.
Hello, everyone. Brian from Walsh's. On Saturday, November 9th, from 4 p.m. to 6 p.m., we will be having the 21st Annual Ladies' Night at our Richland Center store only. 10 to 25% off on many items throughout the store. There will be food, games, prizes, and fun, and the first 100 customers receive a gift bag. So watch for ads, listen to the radio, and check us out on Facebook for this great night of fun at our Richland Center store only. Thanks for stopping in, and as always, we appreciate your business.
Hello, this is Chase Huston with Timsec Auction Realty with sales results and upcoming events. We had a good sale. Large squares topped at $225 a ton and large rounds topped at $135 a ton. Call 608-642-2824 for more info. UTVs, mowers, truck, tools, household, and much, much more. Online only auction ending November 13th at 6 p.m. Soft close. Looking to buy or sell your property? Give us a call. 608-723-4020. We have buyers, or go to www.timsecauctionrealty.com. This is Chase Huston. Have a great day.
I'm Nicole Heslip with Ag Headline News on Brownfield. Nationwide Insurance is helping nearly 60 rural fire departments in 32 states receive grain rescue tubes.
We've actually had 6 rescues this year, so almost half of our rescues have come in the year of 2024. So it's good that we have these out there. It's good that folks are trained on how to use them. And obviously in the time of need, there's not a second to waste.
More news next on Brownfield.
This past spring, thousands of farmers across the Central Corn Belt planted Whiffles hybrids on their farms. There was no public fanfare or social media hoopla, and they certainly didn't become TikTok famous, but they did become Whiffles famous. At Wiffles Hybrids, we celebrate our independent farmers who choose to keep their seed decision local and U.S. farm family owned. We can't promise 15 minutes of fame, but we're working on that extra 15 bushels an acre. Plant your independence with Wiffles Hybrids.
What makes Dairyland Seed soybeans special? More. The next generation of Dairyland Seed brand Enlist E3 soybeans offer the most advanced trait technology available, setting a new standard for weed control and yield performance in the upper Midwest. Backed by a network of local dealers and direct access to the industry's leading agronomists, you get more on-farm support to help you get the most out of every seed you plant. More intelligent soybeans with more insights and information. That's the Dairyland Seed difference. Meet our 2025 lineup at DairylandSeedSoybeans.com.
A member of the Senate Agriculture Committee says lawmakers have been working on an economic relief package to help farmers get through the tough farm economy. John Bozeman tells Brownfield.
The question is, what can we get together that does the job and that we can sell to the rest of Congress? The question is, what can we get together that does the job and that we can sell to the rest of Congress?
The executive director of the Ohio Corn and Wheat Growers Association wants Congress to pass the Nationwide Consumer and Fuel Retailer Choice Act in the lame duck. Dan Nicholson tells Brownfield.
D15 is such a bipartisan and broad coalition of support that we hope and believe that it can be placed into a vehicle that's moving during the lame duck.
And a livestock economist with the Livestock Marketing Information Center tells Brownfield the market outlook for cattle remains strong into 2025.
Prices still holding very strong.
I'm Nicole Heslip with Brownfield.
Hi, it's Andrew Hoiberg from Calcium Products. Rapidly correct and maintain your soil pH with 98G pelletized limestone to protect your fertilizer investment. Applying 98G at 200 pounds per acre provides a 9.4 bushel increase on corn and a 3.1 bushel increase on soybeans. Ask your agronomist about applying 98G pelletized limestone this fall and learn more at calciumproducts.com.
Protecting agriculture from cybersecurity threats. Hello, I'm Brandon Peoples with Managing for Profit on Brownfield. An FBI special agent says agriculture is a growing target for cybercriminals. On this week's episode, we'll hear from Gene Cowell with the FBI's Omaha field office about why that threat exists, what the potential disruption could mean if left unchecked, and how farmers can protect themselves in an increasingly connected digital world. We'll learn more right after this.
Agronomist Dan Ritter is with us from Dairyland Seed. What are some things growers can do now to set up success for next year?
Hopefully they've taken good notes across the whole operation throughout the growing season, made sure they knew where you had disease issues, where you had tile holes, where you got compaction, where you had insect issues, which hybrids worked best, which herbicides worked the best, which insecticides may have worked the best. Did my fungicide pay? Did it not pay? And just evaluating all those options that they have. So a lot of us are just now finishing harvest, take a nice break, and then pull all that information together. And I always say, sit down with your trusted advisors. I hope one of those trusted advisors is a local Dairyland Seed representative and walk through some of those decisions that you need to look at. One caution this year, as we look at soil tests, is it's extremely dry. That can affect your soil test. So if you're comparing this soil test from, say, 3, 4, 5 years ago, it might not sync up as well because the soil is so dry.
Thanks, Dan. Contact your local Dairyland Seed representative today.
FBI Special Agent Gene Cowell says agriculture is among the top industries at risk for cybersecurity threats.
How we grow our food and feed and biofuel is a critical element of our nation's security, and people know that. And they also know that agriculture is on a pretty tight time schedule. Like, things have to happen pretty quickly, and any interruption in that, in supply chains, any interruption via cyber attacks can affect any of those processes, can have really big consequences on the industry.
He says there are additional factors that make agriculture vulnerable.
The ag industry is very decentralized. Unlike some other industries, think in the critical infrastructure sphere, which there's pretty clear nodes in a community of who the power company is, who the phone company is, who the big banks are. Agriculture, it's really diverse. And because of that, a lot of the producers don't have a big budget for cybersecurity. They may not have big teams watching over their networks. They may not have big teams protecting their data. And because of that, both cyber criminals and nation-state adversaries see that as a vulnerability that they're more than happy to exploit.
Cal says there are several examples of disruptions that have hindered the industry going back to 2022.
We saw 6 grain cooperatives in our area were hit with cyber attacks. including some that had to cease operations. We've seen ransomware attacks against U.S. farms. We saw one that resulted in a loss of approximately $9 million due to that temporary shutdown of farming operations. And that was a case where the threat actor was able to gain administrator-level access through compromised credentials.
He says increased reliance on cloud technology through precision agriculture has created more vulnerabilities.
And that is something that foreign adversaries like China can take advantage of, to steal our data, to steal our information, and even, in the time of conflict, have the ability to interfere with our operations and to stop operations completely. I mean, there's a serious risk that malware implanted by our adversaries on our farm machinery, on our industrial control systems, could give them the ability to shut down operations completely.
But Cal says simple steps like having multi-factor authentication and reporting incidents when they occur can help protect the entire industry.
There's nothing to be afraid of in this arena. There's nothing to be embarrassed about. You know, we treat people who are victims of a cyber attack as a victim like any other crime. It's not their fault. Our job is to both respond, give them whatever services we can, help them get back into business, and then impose some kind of risk and consequences on the adversary.
He encourages farmers to have a relationship with their local FBI office. I'm Brandon Peoples with Managing for Profit on Brownfield.
With deep respect, we honor veterans this November for their selfless service to our nation. We are grateful for all you've done. Sponsored by Dunkin' Donuts, Dairyland Transportation, Muscadet American Legion Auxiliary Post 85, and Riverdale Ag Service.
We need to knock down the walls. By now there should be no fear. We can't please them all. But I won't promise you'll never shed a tear. But if you were here, everything would be falling in place.
That
was Billy Gilman with Wishing You Were Here, and I'm Tim Thede, thanking you are here listening to WRCO 100.9, making it a part of your evening. Thank you so much for listening, and if you listen today, well, thank you for listening today as well. We're happy to have you being listening in and taking part of the great music and information we have here on WRCO. I'll be here till 8 o'clock this evening. Yes, kind of an oddity on a Thursday. We haven't had high school sports are in tournament mode right now, so we have at least a week or two where we won't have any sports action as far as high school sports on during the week. So it's great to be here, and I'm playing you some great music all throughout this evening up until 8 o'clock. And right now, our time is 5:49. Our temperature is 47 degrees according to the Wirtz Floor and Home Temperature Gauge. And look for it to get down to 34 tonight. So you'll have to make sure you have the heat on or throw another blanket on the bed and keep yourself warm this evening. Tomorrow night's going to be chilly as well. It's going to be that time of year, folks. We're getting into the 30s. But not bad for temperatures, though, for the first part of November. But as I don't know if you heard Brittany Merlot's forecast, she says after we get through Wednesday, there may be some, you know, the word, I don't even want to say it, it starts with an S, that might be happening. But, you know, that's a little ways off, and things could change before then. And just want to let you know what's going on this evening. The Lone Rock Farmers Market is holding its Farmers Market. Yeah, so the Lone Rock Farmers Market is being held. That's held the first and third Thursday of each month from 3:30 to 6:30. So it's going on until 6:30 this evening, and it's being held at the Lone Rock Community Building. Celebrate Recovery is hosting a chili feed, and that's going on tonight from 6 to 8 at the Nazarene Outreach Center in Richland Center. It will be the 34th anniversary celebration of Celebrate Recover International. It will include chili and a guest speaker, author, and missionary to Haiti, Deb Runge. If you are invited to attend for chili, hear about Haiti, and learn about the Celebrate Recovery. And the Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints offers a free course to anyone who wants to learn English. The classes run from 7 to 8 p.m. every Thursday, so that'll be going on starting at 7 tonight, and also from 11 to noon every Saturday at the church located on Executive Lane in Richland Center. For more information, call 262-893-3763.
Do you enjoy working with a locally owned mom-and-pop business? If so, consider Meyer Oil and LP. We've been locally owned since 1956, providing propane, bulk lubes, and fuel. We have you covered. If you're considering a new fuel provider, please call Meyer Oil and LP at 608-524-3914 and see if we're the right fit for you.
When you're on the road and you're driving a car from Sleepy Hollow. Oh, Sleepy Hollow. We'll take care of you. Come on over to Sleepy Hollow. Oh, Sleepy Hollow. We'll take care of you. Sleepy Hollow.
Barroquois.
The people at your Touchstone Energy Cooperative wear many hats. Your customer service rep might also coach at the local middle school. Or some of our line workers are also volunteer firefighters. It's true, we take pride in serving our members. That's why you'll find us helping out in our community. Because we not only work here, we live here.
Richland Electric Cooperative is your Touchstone Energy Cooperative, your source for power and information.
Hello friends, it's Ellie here from Chet's Feed, Seed, and Such. As autumn finally sets in, stay cozy with Chet's apparel. We have sweatshirts, crewnecks, and a variety of hats as well. Our merch isn't the only thing to fall for at Chet's. We have premium bird seed and a huge new selection of bird feeders to keep your feathered friends happy. Come explore our large lineup of cat and dog toys, as well as treats. As the wind starts whipping, you can be sure that we have your back with our Henry County wood pellets to keep your home warm. Sold by the bag or even by the pallet, we appreciate our friends down here at Chet's. Because without you, there wouldn't be us. Stop by 880 North Orange Street, Richland Center. Or give us a call at 647-8833.
Apples are in good supply at Oakwoodford Farm. Pick up some Honeycrisp, Macintosh, Cortland, and other varieties for cooking and eating. Other treats include fresh apple cider donuts, take and bake pies, and fresh apple cider. Every Tuesday, get 10% off all apple purchases. Apples make great gifts. Open 9 until 4, 7 days a week. Oakwood Fruit Farm, south of Ithaca on Apple Ridge Road. Just follow the signs and like them on Facebook.
Oakwood Fruit Farms, that's the one for family fun. Oakwood Fruit Farms, that's the one for family fun.
When it comes to your home's plumbing needs, you can trust and rely on Jelinek Plumbing and Heating. From new water heaters, sump pumps, and garbage disposals, to fixing a leaky faucet or a running toilet, we will solve your issues and provide you with the best options for your home. Jelinek Plumbing and Heating, offering 24/7 service, reasonable rates, and we guarantee the job will be done right. Jelinek Plumbing and Heating, 649-7916.
Welcome to Richland Family Restaurant Studios, where great music and good times meet.
We've been turning into strangers, now we barely even touch. Superficial conversation, 'cause our guard is always up. I'm not ready to give up on us yet. One last hurrah, it might just do the trick.
Dance.
big fight. Well, she went home when she found out. Said, pack your bags, I want you out. The boyfriend thought she was talking jive. Dylan saw her standing with a 45. A 45's quicker than 409. Betty cleaned the house for the very last time. Betty's being bad. Betty's being bad. Bad, bad, bad. She's out being bad. Betty's out being bad tonight. Betty and her boyfriend, they had a big fight.